Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhouse with Farm Bureau. This Thursday at UK's Princeton Research and Education Center and next week at two locations in central and eastern Kentucky, UK and the Kentucky Beef Network kick off this year's Pasture to Plate program. It's a reflection of interest, consumer and producer, in finishing Kentucky cattle in Kentucky.
Most of our calves leave the state to go to the West, either Kansas, Nebraska, Oklahoma, or Midwest for finishing. And this program retains feeder calves here in the state so that farmers, producers, consumers, and others can actually follow calves through the entire process post-weaning.
UK beef specialist Jeff Limcooler says there is more consumer demand for locally produced beef and more processing facilities are springing up in state.
I think this is a great program for us because we have almost a million beef cows in this state, and yet we finish from weaning to harvest weights less than about 15,000. And there's a growing interest in this, and so we have a great opportunity here to share with folks what cattle look like that are going to finish.
We'll have more in a minute. We'll be right back.
How's everything taste tonight, folks?
Oh, steak is amazing. Where'd you get your beef?
As a chef, it's important to know where your food comes from. That's why we buy local and Kentucky-raised food.
We're the Pettit family from Webster County, Kentucky.
We started out raising commercial cattle. It's a calling.
That's the natural progression,
yeah. You know, a way of life.
We take a lot of pride knowing that what I set on the table for our supper at night is a good product.
We are a Kentucky farm family, feeding Kentucky.
Kentucky, feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Cattlemen's Association and the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
Last year's Pasture to Plate series drew over 100 participants, says UK beef specialist Jeff Limcooler. Animal types include purebred, crossbred, and dairy-influenced cattle.
There are 10 animals at Princeton, 10 animals at the Eden Shell Farm in Owenton, and then 10 animals at the Morgan County Farm.
From now through October, there will be 5 hands-on sessions at each location, focusing on various phases of the process. Limcooler says it'll be very practical stuff.
We cover nutrition, we cover animal health, how to manage cattle in confinement from an environmental quality standpoint, financial characteristics, and we cover meat quality, and so what we're looking at with regards to producing beef and the quality of meat.
The Pasture to Plate series is free, made possible by the State Ag Development Fund. You can learn more about the program and sign up online at kybeefnetwork.com. That's kybeefnetwork.com, or call your local extension office. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhouse on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.